Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA.
Hard to hear a little bit, but okay.
I guess there's a delay, too. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Vincent Corsello from Corsello Butcheria in East Hampton. Vincent, you are an Italian-American who has spent a great deal of time in Italy and have created an Itanglish word so that people know what your place is. Butcheria is what you explained to me last time you were on the show, is a word that you created. Yeah.
Well, macelleria is, nobody knows what that means around here.
What's the word again?
And so, macelleria.
So for those who don't remember the first time we chatted, Vincent, can you tell us a little bit about your story, about what brought you to Italy and what brought you back here for your butcheria?
Absolutely. As you mentioned earlier, I'm an Italian-American. I grew up near Chicago. We're actually Sicilian, and we stayed close to our Italian roots. And so when I was in my 30s, I thought, oh, before I can't do it, I want to go learn what it's like to be a real Italian. And so I went to, ended up going to Rome because I thought, honestly, that Sicily would be a little bit too much of a culture shock. But it turns out that Rome was a pretty incredible experience. I learned the language, which I wanted to. And while I was there, I managed to get myself a job. I was in project management, but I used to go to the market, and I went to butcher shop and got to be good friends with these folks, the Sardar family. As you can imagine, you know, there was all this meat of different shapes and sizes that I had no idea what they were, and I learned with them. You know, I would ask them what it was, how you cook it, and it was just a really incredible experience connecting with my food. And so when I came back and moved to the valley, I thought, boy, I really missed that. And there was nothing like it. There was a lot of local food, but not really any connection, right? You had to buy a freezer full of meat in order to kind of do that. So I decided I didn't like my project management job, and I wanted to open a butcher shop. And so I did. So I went back, I studied with them, and I came back, and here we have a butcheria in East Hampton.
And I am Italian-American descent as well. And every time I've gotten any food from you there, it really harkens back to my grandmother's cooking, which is about the highest compliment I can possibly give. But so you have prepared foods, and then you have other, you know, meats that you can bring home, and you've given people guidance on how to prepare them. But we're in the middle of a global pandemic. So how have you been adjusting at Corsello Butcheria to this new reality that we live in?
It's incredible. So I do enjoy, you know, selling the kind of the raw meat. I do enjoy the idea of people cooking for themselves. And it turns out that people, now they have some time, they are doing it. So what's exciting for me is that they're coming in and buying meat and cooking it themselves, and they're very excited about it. You know, we offer a curbside pickup. We offer some online items. And what I'm really excited about is that we started offering like a butcher box, like a meat share. And a funny thing is that if you have somebody come in and say, I need, you know, so much meat, tell me what to get, they don't know what to get, right? But if you give them a box of meat with a variety of meat, they figure it out, right? And they're excited about it. And that's what we've been doing. We've had a lot of, we've had a very positive response on these. And so we pivoted with these because, you know, people are obviously wanting to go out less often, pick up, you know, their food and bring it home. And so these butcher boxes, or meat shares, I like to call them, have been very successful, and people are very excited about them.
So, Vincent, I'm really curious. I've heard from you that, you know, it's really is a family business, and people have either a lot of experience as family or a lot of experience in this trade. I'm wondering if you could share some of the folks you work with.
Yeah. So from the very beginning, and I honestly don't know how I would have been able to do it without him. A fellow named Mark Kretschmar came to me and said, I've been cutting meat for, at the time it was 25 years. Now it's 28 years. And he said, I want to cut meat and I want to work with you. And I hadn't even opened yet. And I didn't know, you know, how this would fit or how this would work. But he persisted, and he came to work with us, and he, you know, he with his experience of cutting meat has been a tremendous help. And then about a year ago, my brother came. He was looking for a kind of a restart, and so he came to work with us. So now we have the family business, we have the local business, and we're pretty excited about it. It's great, you know, because one of my pillars is the connection, right? And that's not just connecting with your food, but also connecting with each other.
And Vincent, I know that you pride yourself on sourcing from local farms. I'm wondering what kind of process you went through to decide which farms you were going to source from.
It kind of happened kind of naturally and organically. You know, one of my biggest suppliers is Josh Porter. And the way I know him or got connected with him is that his wife, Anne, was my daughter's second grade school teacher. And we were having a teacher conference and we told her that we were doing this. And she said, oh, my husband raises beef. And it turned out what was even like serendipitous about this is that he raises Chianina. And I don't know if you know what this breed is, but this is the 2,000-year-old breed from Rome. And it's what the, if you've ever heard of the porterhouse, the bistec alla Fiorentina, they call it in Italy. It comes from that animal because it's such a big animal. And so it makes a nice, big, huge steak. It kind of just happens organically. Mike Mahar, who comes, is from Poplar Hill Farm. He came to me and said, I have this beautiful herd that is pretty much a closed herd. They eat the grass off of Smith College and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, perfect. And so we get some meat from him too. Recently, we started with Reed Farm for the local chicken connection, which I'm really excited about. So it really happens through being connected with one another again.
Speaking with Vincent Corsello from Corsello Butcheria in East Hampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Now, Vincent, the only times I really cook are grilling, which is something that you can help people do because you have all these meats. And when I try to make some things like my grandma would make, like the meat sauces, etc. And I, during this time of quarantine, for the first time ever tried to make carbonara, which came out pretty good. So I'm assuming like if I need some pancetta, I can come to Corsello Butcheria and get that. What has been popular with your customers, things that they might have never tried before, and then you get some feedback and they think, man, that was easier and better than I expected it could have been.
Well, that's a great example is the carbonara, right? When I was living in Italy and I would come back here to try to make, you know, these dishes, the quality just wasn't there. You know, one of them is like the pancetta, right? It's very different. And we make it in shop with these, you know, these high quality animals. That's an example. What you can do is there are people who don't talk to people because they use pancetta instead of guanciale on their in their carbonara.
I should try it with guanciale.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely want to do that. I heard some people use speck, and I don't know if how that works either, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would work okay. I think that the deal is, the reason why people use so many different things is that they just don't have access to the pancetta. A lot of the pancetta that I find in other places is not like the pancetta that I've used or gotten from Rome or the style that I make it. It tends to be rolled and like herbed with like more like rosemary and sage and stuff. Oh. Mine is just salt and pepper. I think that has an effect on the taste. But the speck is not a bad idea. A lot of people use prosciutto. What did you use in it?
I just used straight up bacon.
Bacon is a good substitute. You got the additional smoky flavor. What else did you put in it?
Well, egg. There was no cream, I remember. And I'm trying to remember what else.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's probably all it really needs. And maybe some pecorino romano.
Oh, yeah. The cheeses and stuff like that, too. But no additional cream. And, you know, obviously, I think I forget what type of pasta I used. But
yeah,
I think
rigatoni and thick spaghetti are the best ones.
I think I used fettuccine, but I love rigatoni for regular, like, tomato sauce. But I didn't want to didn't want to make a carbonara with it. I wanted something longer. Well, we're totally nerding out Italian style.
It's like car talk, but it's like meat talk.
Also, just quite frankly, people who have kind of no idea, they're like, I don't know how to grill. What do I do? When you start with quality food, it's very easy. And I tell people, you're not going to mess this steak up. Even if you overcook it, it's still going to be really good food. And that's what's been successful is giving people the room to make a mistake, right? You know, people, the main reason people don't cook is they think they don't know how, right? But if it's simple and it's easy and they get encouragement, and they do.
Nothing like a global pandemic to remind me that I literally know how to do nothing and that I'm going to try to do everything, even if it's terrible. And that's sort of been my whole operating principle throughout this whole time. And I'm having a pretty good time with it.
I'll bet. And I bet you've got out of your comfort zone and you've done things that you never thought would turn out as well as they did, right?
I built a table. I was like, and I made carbonara. Like, what the hell? Who am I?
Wow. Fantastic.
Vincent Corsello from Corsello Butcheria and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.